Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Los Angeles Dodgers and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Los Angeles Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Steve Sachs. Batting second. The shortstop, Dave Anderson. Batting third. The left fielder, Dusty Baker. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pedro Guerrero. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Greg Brock. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mike Marshall. Batting seventh. The catcher, Steve Yeager. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Darryl Thomas. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pat Zachary. Pitching for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Pat Zachary. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mukie Wilson. Batting second. The third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting third. The first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Darryl Strawberry. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Bob Baylor. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Brian Giles. Batting eighth. The catcher, Junior Ortiz. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Scott Holman. Pitching for the New York Mets, Scott Holman. And now, play ball. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sachs takes first base on ball four. Dave Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Giles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker strikes out. Two outs. Pedro Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Foster. Guerrero reaches second base with a double. Sachs goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Dodgers. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Guerrero scores. It's 2-0, Dodgers. Mike Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brock moves to second. Steve Yeager is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yeager hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a pop-up towards short. Anderson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez takes first base on ball four. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Mets nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Danny Heap now playing right field. Darryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. One out. Pat Zachary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zachary hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sachs is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Sachs hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is called out on strikes. Two outs. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles takes first base on ball 4. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Giles moves to second. Scott Holman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Mets nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Dave Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson strikes out. One out. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker hits a pop-up towards first. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pedro Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Guerrero hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sachs fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zachary fires to first and picks off Wilson. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 1 in the game. Brooks hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hernandez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hernandez. The throw from Yeager and he is out, Sachs applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Mets nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first, with Holman covering, for the out. One out. Mike Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Yeager is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yeager is 0 for 1 in the game. Yeager hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 1 in the game. Foster hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 0 for 1 in the game. Heap hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor strikes out. Two outs. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Giles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Mets nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Darryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Zachary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zachary is 0-for-1 in the game. Zachary hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Sax is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sax is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Sax hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dave Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ortiz bunts towards third. Guerrero fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Scott Holman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holman is 0-for-1 in the game. Holman bunts towards third. Guerrero fields it and throws to first for the out. Ortiz moves to second. One out. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brock scoops it up and throws to first, with Zachary covering, for the out. Ortiz moves to third. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-2 in the game. Brooks takes first base on ball 4. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hernandez takes first base on ball 4. Brooks moves to second. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-2 in the game. Foster hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Mets nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-2 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pedro Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Guerrero hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brock for the out. Guerrero moves to second. Two outs. Mike Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Heap hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Giles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Guerrero fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Mets nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Steve Yeager is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yeager is 0-for-2 in the game. Yeager hits a line drive towards third. Brooks reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rafael Landestoy pinch hits for Pat Zachary. Rafael Landestoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landestoy hits a fly ball into right field. Heap settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Ruse now pitching. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Ortiz is called out on strikes. One out. Mark Bradley pinch hits for Scott Holman. Mark Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive towards first. Brock reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Mets nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Doug Sisk now pitching. Steve Sax is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sax is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Sax hits a line drive into right field. Heap settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first, with Sisk covering, for the out. Two outs. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-3 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Steve Howe now pitching. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Brooks is called out on strikes. One out. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Hernandez hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-3 in the game. Foster hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Heap hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sax scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Mets nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Pedro Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Guerrero hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Baylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Kingman pinch hits for Brian Giles. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman strikes out. One out. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Ortiz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Baylor moves to second. Jose Oquendo pinch runs for Junior Ortiz. Rusty Staub pinch hits for Doug Sisk. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a fly ball into left field. Baker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Baylor scores. Oquendo moves to second. It's 2-1, Dodgers. Tom Knight and Feuer now pitching. Ken Landreau now playing right field. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Brooks hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Los Angeles Dodgers, 2, and New York Mets, 1. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.